soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. I'm real happy. I've been working with my friend Tim Spencer to get new listings under survival and tactical gear over the weekend. He got more than a dozen new listings for optics and knives. That's at my website, thelibertyman.com, under survival and tactical gear. Vortex Optics, it's Victor Oscar Romeo Tango Echo X-Ray. Vortex Optics, and some outstanding knives made by reputable manufacturers, including the same knife I carried in Vietnam, a Sykes Fairbairn dagger, all there at my website, thelibertyman.com, under survival and tactical gear. That's your prepper tip of the day. Some new things to check out. You may find some things you don't know even exist. That's certainly a possibility. We have open lines this hour. Call numbers 800-313-9443. Of course, yesterday evening, the religion of peace struck again. And a lot of people don't know that Muslims hate Muslims. This goes back more than 1,000 years, actually more like 1,700 years, give or take a little. When Muhammad died, the people left behind his relatives and others were fighting to take control over the religion of peace. And they split basically into two groups, the Shiites and the Sunnis. And yes, they do hate each other. Yes, they do, in fact, murder each other. I don't know if that's what happened in Quebec last night or not. We do know from the witnesses who were on the scene that the two murderers who were arrested, a couple of young men, were shouting Aloha Akbar while they were murdering these people. And that's about as much as we know, although the mainstream media, I was listening to National Public Radio earlier this morning, mainstream media is neglecting to report, shock, shock, surprise, surprise, that the murderers were shouting Aloha Akbar, or as my friend Tim Spencer would say, Aloha Snack Bar, as they were murdering these people. Well, we'll see. Protests nationwide at various airports. No, they're not spontaneous. you dig a little deeper, I think you'll find there's George Soros money behind these protests. It's the Donald doing what the Donald said he would do. He said he would shut down immigration from these seven countries as a campaign promise. He, in fact, has done so. I say God bless Donald Trump. Absolutely. The pity party the liberals and the communists and the Muslims are having, hey, get over it. These people hate us. They mean to kill us. They mean to take over the West, not just the United States, but all the West, and have us all become Muslims upon threat of death. That's what they want. They want to establish a worldwide Islamic caliphate. Now, there was a telephone call between Vladimir Putin, the head of Russia, and Donald Trump in the last few days. Apparently, they've reached some agreement to move forward and meet and defeat our mutual enemy, which is Islam. It is Islam. I make no difference between any, as the president of Turkey said, who is also a Muslim, of course. How could you be the president of Turkey and not be a Muslim? He says there's just Islam. That's all there is. He makes no differentiation between any form of Islam, radical or not radical or anything else. All radical Islam means is that you really believe what the Quran and Hadith says it is. That's all it means. You're a true believer. That's all it means. When have you heard an imam speak out against the jihad? Have you ever? I haven't. They can't and they won't, because if an imam or any Muslim is to speak out against jihad, they're committing a sin, and they may lose their spot in heaven. They may lose their chance to get 72 9-year-old virgins if they speak out against jihad. So they're not going to do that. And that's what they are, by the way. The 72 virgins are 9 years old. They have large pointed breasts. They never defecate. They never urinate. They never get pregnant. And every time they have sex, when the sex act is complete, they convert back to being a virgin, and that goes on forever. Now, I was asking and inquiring for a number of years, what happens to the women jihadists, the women bombers who blow themselves up? What do they get? And it took several years, but I finally found out. Here's what the woman jihadists get when they go to heaven. They get to be one of the 9-year-old virgins. That's their reward. So forever, they get to be a 9-year-old virgin who never defecates, never urinates, never gets pregnant, with large breasts, large pointed breasts, by the way, and converts back to being a virgin every time she has sex with her jihadist husband forever. That's her reward. But there's more to it than that. Islam is such a great religion. Ladies, I know you ladies, you like to take care of your husbands and meet their needs. And if you're a Muslim woman, you can get to meet their needs after you're dead, because Muslims, men, are allowed to have sex with their wives after they die. Now, they are reasonable. They are very disciplined in what they do. They're not barbaric, because they set reasonable limits on how long you can have sex with your deceased wife. It's 6 hours. So, ladies, if you convert to Islam, you can continue to meet your husband's needs after you die for 6 hours. Isn't that neat? Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? Yeah, I think so. Of course it would. And of course, there's always honor killings. If your teenage daughter dates the wrong boy, you should, in fact, murder her in your kitchen while she's screaming and pleading for her life. That, in fact, happened in my hometown, St. Louis. It's been, oh my, right at, I'm going to say the mid-90s, about 1994, 95, along there. A Palestinian husband and wife living in St. Louis, Missouri, their teenage daughter dated the wrong boy without their permission. They were, in fact, the husband and wife, they were, in fact, suspects, terror suspects, and the FBI had a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listening devices inside that apartment. They were not being monitored in real time. The recordings were made, and the recordings were listened to later. So the husband and wife murdered their daughter in their kitchen, and the FBI had the recordings of the murder taking place, of this teenage girl screaming and pleading for her life, while the husband and wife murdered this girl right there in her kitchen. I think they used a knife, if I'm not mistaken. I had more information than that than most, because a law firm I worked with, they had, I believe, the woman, the mother, as a client. Of course, the husband and wife, the mom and dad, they knew what they were doing was the right thing to do, the proper thing to do, that it would be pleasing to Allah to murder their teenage daughter in cold blood right there in their kitchen. They knew that. There was no doubt in their mind that it was the will of Allah, that it was dictated by the imams, by the Quran, and by the Hadith. The Hadith is a collection of books, by the way, that documents the life of Muhammad. That's what the Hadith is. What a bizarre, freakish, barbaric, and dangerous religion. Of course, it's not just a religion. It's an entire way of life that dictates taking over the planet and imposing Sharia law on every man, woman, and child on the planet. That is what they believe. That is what they want. You may not understand it. You may not like it. You may not accept it. But that is fact. That is truth. That is fact, and that is truth. Now, a lot of Americans, I don't know how many, have converted to Islam as adults. I can't tell you how many, a lot. There's no more true believers than an adult who converts to anything as an adult. Whether you're converting to Islam or Catholicism or Buddhism or Shintoism, whatever it might be. People who convert to anything as an adult, they are the true believers. They are. Take my word for it. They are. On one hand. On the other, almost always, American adults who are converting to Islam, they don't know the truth about Islam. They don't know how violent this religion is. That their prophet murdered people with his own hands. That their prophet Muhammad ordered the murder of people with his own hands, that he married a 7-year-old girl. But he did the right thing. He didn't have sex with her until she was 9 years old. You know, he wanted to be mature about this and adult about this. So when he married a 7-year-old girl, he did not have sex with her until she was 9 years old. And of course, that's where this 72 virgin thing comes from, where the 72 virgins are 9 years old also. And of course, they're forever 9 years old. Did I leave that out? The 72 virgins are forever 9 years old. That's and the jihadists, when they're getting ready to go into battle, they joke with each other. These male jihadists, they joke about how their 72 virgins are going to be prettier than the other guy's 72 virgins. They're looking forward to this. We faced this in World War II with the Japanese Imperial Army, where the Japanese soldiers were looking forward to giving up their life for Emperor Hirohito, who they knew, there was no doubt in their mind, that Emperor Hirohito was God's representative on planet Earth. He was a living God. There was no doubt in their mind whatsoever, which is why they were perfectly ready to strap themselves into an airplane and crash that airplane into an American naval warship. Blowing themselves up in the process. They were perfectly ready to do that, thought it was the right thing to do, the proper thing to do, and of course they did that to the best of their ability. It's a formidable enemy. It's a very formidable enemy when you have men and women who look forward to giving up their life for what they believe in. It's a pretty tough thing to overcome, but we can and we will, given the right tools. I recall in Beirut, the Marines guarding the Marine barracks were not allowed to have ammunition in their weapons. They weren't. I don't know the reason why. I do know they were ordered to not have loaded weapons. So when the truck loaded with explosives was coming charging into the Marine barracks, they had no way to stop them. Of course, we knew in advance that this was a possibility. Richard Marchenko, the Navy SEAL, had just done a security survey there only a few months before and warned the military about the vulnerabilities of that facility they had there. And, of course, his warnings were not heeded. Now, what's the point? Why have Marines on guard with unloaded weapons? What an absurd thing. And, of course, this is why the United States government uses Marines for embassy guards and not Green Berets. Because Marines will follow orders. God bless them. I love the Marines. They're great guys, and they're great soldiers, and they will do what they were told, even if it means their own demise. You put Green Berets as embassy guards, and you tell them not to have loaded weapons, guess what? They will have loaded weapons. You can count on it. That's my men. Special Forces. Of course they're going to have loaded weapons. There was an incident down in South America. I think it was El Salvador. A Special Forces A-team, which is 12 men, had living quarters in a hotel, and they were supposed to be unarmed on some kind of training operation. And the communist terrorists attacked them thinking, oh, these guys are unarmed. They're going to be an easy target. We're going to kill 10 or 12 Americans. Well, they ended up in just a ferocious firefight because the Green Berets were, in fact, armed, despite being ordered not to be. Isn't that great? They went against their orders, and their lives were saved because of it. If they had followed orders, well, they'd all be seriously injured or dead as a consequence of the communist terrorists attacking them. Donald Trump, my man, I'm looking at a photograph from here on Drudge right now. He's standing there with another politician. They're sitting there. It looks like they're standing. Shocking and surprising to the liberals that he could and did get elected. Well, still enough of us barefoot peasants out here in flower country to do this. Thank goodness. And a lot of people don't understand how the Electoral College works. First of all, it's intended to stop us from becoming a democracy. That's the whole point, is to stop the United States of America from becoming a democracy. Now, you hear all kinds of people that do and should and do know better, various news commentators, elected officials, and so forth, referring to the United States of America as a democracy. Well, I don't know about you, but when I say my Pledge of Allegiance, I say, and to the Republic for which it stands, not for the democracy for which it stands. My Pledge of Allegiance says for the Republic for which, to the Republic for which it stands. Doesn't yours? The Founding Fathers knew their home, knew their history. They knew that each and every democracy had a short and brutal life. Each and every one of them. Without exception. Each and every democracy throughout human history, and there's been many, have had a short and brutal life. Because of human nature. Human nature dictates that once people figure out how that they can, in fact, get money out of the public treasury for their private use, they will do so. And that is the end of democracy. Which, of course, is what's been happening now since the Roosevelt administration. People figuring out how they can get money out of the public treasury for private use. Now, it's taken longer here than other places. Despite our being a republic on paper, we are, in fact, in many aspects, have become a democracy. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th of January. I wondered for years how in the world can you convince all these men and unfortunately now women, Muslims, to blow themselves up? How can you do that? Even with the promise of the 72 virgins. What does it take to do that? Well, once I found out the following, it's been 2 years ago this month, I found this out, then it started to make a whole lot of sense. Now, Muhammad advocated a lot of strange and bizarre things, many strange and bizarre things. And one of the things he advocated and has done worldwide among all Muslims is marrying your first cousin. Now, when you do that one generation, one time, you have a dramatic increase in the possibility of birth defects, reduced IQ, and so forth. Birth defects and reduced IQ. You do it for 1,700 years, and your DNA is forever broken. It can't be fixed. The average Muslim IQ is about 70. The percentage of Muslims who are inbred varies from country to country. It's listed, it's easy to find. The highest being Pakistan, by the way. They really like marrying their first cousins there. But it hovers around 50 to 60% for many of these Muslim countries or higher. Clearly, obviously, it's a lot easier to convince somebody to blow themselves up if they have a 55 or 60 IQ, which is, well, quite frankly, retarded. Because 70 is borderline retarded. Once you understand that, you understand other things that didn't make sense before, such as why in Saudi Arabia, they picked the best and brightest Saudi Arabian young men to be candidates to be pilots for aircraft. I've met some of the instructors, and they say, John, I come in Tuesday morning, I got to reteach everything I did Monday. And that's the best and the brightest. They're not terribly bright. Even the best and brightest are not terribly bright. Now, there's exceptions, of course. There are some very bright men and women in Muslim countries with advanced degrees in science and medicine and so forth. Of course there are. But we're talking about the average person, the average Muslim. Before we get to our next caller, now in England, 2% of all babies are born with birth defects. 2 out of 100. Out of those two, 50% of them are the children of Muslims. Almost all of them from Pakistan, by the way. The reason so many Pakistani Muslims in England is because Pakistan was part of the British Commonwealth, and it's a lot easier for Pakistani Muslims to come to England than most other Muslims for that very fact, that very reason. So that's another aspect of all this is first cousins getting married and having children with reduced IQ and birth defects. How about that? We have a call on hold here. We got a couple of callers. First, Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. My comment for the day is, John, I'm still very excited over Americans in the election that took a huge mental dose of Exalax and defecated Hillary Clinton into the political septic system. So thanks for the Exalax of common sense, and now President Trump is using a lot of toilet paper to wipe off the system and clean it up. So I'm pretty excited every time I see him, and I really appreciate what's happening in America.
Okay, well, thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. Next, we go to my friend Rick in Missouri. Rick, you know, if you convert to Islam, you could have sex with your wife for up to 6 hours after she dies.
Well,
wouldn't that be great?
I was going to do that anyway. This is a family show. I don't know. Well, listen, I do have a question. I do have a question with regard to that. If we can kill two birds with one stone, since she is what I think, what is it, a Yazidi? She's a Christian girl. What happened? That was weird.
Well, hold on through the break, Rick. We'll get back to your comments.
I'll just be all right.
Hold on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You can check out the new items at my website under survival and tactical gear, Vortex optics, and some high-quality and well-made knives. Lots of things there, things you may not know even exist. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you have or somebody you know has arthritis pain or back pain, it's pretty much, we all know somebody like that, don't we? If you're not getting a great night's sleep, or somebody you know isn't, and we all know someone like that, energy cleaner will help. If it doesn't, it probably will, but there's about 2 or 3 or 4% chance it won't. If you box it up, ship it back, I refund your money. No questions asked. Not an issue. Just box it up and ship it back, I refund your money. Be sure and check out the energy cleaner and the factory-made fitted mattress pads at my website, thelibertyman.com. Make your decision. You can buy them right there at my website. I take MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And, of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Rick, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Oh, yes. I was just going to ask, since my wife is a Christian, if I kill her instead of waiting for her to die, I still get the good bisex, but do I also get 72 virgins? I mean, I just want to make sure that I get all the perks.
I'm not an expert on Islam, but that's a good question, and it depends on which imam you're following. There's probably an imam somewhere who would think that was a standing and would make sure you got all the benefits.
He'd make me some promises. Yeah. Okay. All right. That would be marvelous. Well, and by the way, Grandma's having the time of her life with her energy cleaner. She's just getting better, and all of her friends are commenting regarding her improvements. I just wanted to mention, with regard to the insane influx of migrants into this country, I've said it before in one form or another, but I don't know if it's worth repeating, but I just want to mention that there is a reason why, where is it? Right there? Oh, thank you. There is a reason why they're letting these people in. And if you look into what the New World Order was doing, they started out. You've got Eustace Mullins' book on the New World Order. You have to get past the first chapter or two before you realize that they're bringing in. They were emptying out Cuban prisons and bringing these people over, and it's simply to create terror and disruption. And so you want to ask yourself, well, why do the liberals want these people here so badly? And those people who want them here so badly are really divided down into two groups. The people who know what they're doing and the useful idiots. The useful idiots are the ones that are showing up at the airports. These are just dopes, and they don't really understand how they're being used as pawns by the New World Order. But this isn't about being kind to foreigners. This is all about damaging the fabric of society here. That's what it is.
It is. You're absolutely right. And your breakdown is right on target there, Rick.
Well, okay. I'm glad I'm getting something right today. Well, by the way, I really do hope that the Huddlestons managed to make something out of that cooktop. They could make it in a few different sizes. I'm just sure that would work. But then again, we'll just have to wait and see, I think.
We will. But we'll see what we can do, and we might work it out to where it becomes a marketable product. We'll see.
That would be fun. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Good show today.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, springtime is right around the corner. It will be springtime in 6 or 7 weeks, depending on where you live, 8 weeks from other places. Higher elevations. Time to be looking at your springtime training. My local preparedness group, we have CPR training coming up in February. Later on, we'll be having first aid training, maybe another class in suturing, probably do another class in the use of a map and compass. All this time, I think we're going to be outdoors doing an actual cross-country navigation exercise for people to apply what they learned in the map and compass class we had a few months ago. We had some fire building training this past Saturday. And it was tough conditions, gusting winds up to 20, 25 miles an hour, which made it difficult to build a fire. But some fires were built regardless. We'll probably have another ham radio class coming up in a few months. We just had our first one 2 months ago, and we try to have a regular cycle of our training here in the local preparedness group of repeating these classes once a year and building one class, building on another. We'll have a more advanced carbine class coming up this coming spring, and tactical knife fighting class also. You've got a caller on hold here, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. It's been quite a while since I've called in talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the New York Stock Exchange and the pre-market and all that, because things have been artificially going up and relatively stable for a long time. They almost pushed it to over 20 just before Obama left, and they've been giving us all sorts of lying statistics about things like the GDP, which they artificially pushed up to over 3 percent for Obama for his legacy, and they're not giving us accurate numbers on the unemployment. But now today we're starting to see the market volatility kick back in, and the market opens at 9:30, and we're seeing that the Dow has already dropped 160 points this morning, and it's probably at volatility. But I think they have to be careful, because I think they would like to make the numbers go down to reflect poorly on Trump and blame him for it. However, the fundamentals are sufficiently bad that if they screw around too much doing that, they literally could precipitate a market crash. So, you know, while they certainly want to create a bunch of hoopla and say, see, his policies, he's a bull in the china shop, he's tearing the place apart, they got to be careful that they don't actually crash the whole thing.
Well, there's a lot of discourse out there. It has no basis in reality, isn't there, Glenn?
Oh, yeah. And what the numbers were being given about what's going on with the economy. I mean, it's on the one hand, you have the total, you know, fake, you know, propped up numbers. And on the other hand, you look at real world, you know, goings on, such as Walmart laying off 1,000 people at headquarters, Microsoft laying off 500 people, and all these retailers tanking. There's lots of actual bad news. Now, it'd be great if Trump, I suspect that he, being a financially aware guy, one of the reasons he was scrambling so to try and get some of this trade stuff in place and get something, because he realizes the severity of things such as these Muslim immigrations and these things going on in the economy. He you know, wants to try and get things perked up and get some jobs, you know, going here and stuff. To stave off what would otherwise be an inevitable big-time market crash. I don't know whether or not he can do it, but he certainly wants to try and, produce substantive results as opposed to all the smoke and mirror stuff they've been giving us.
Right. Well, we're going to see how it works out, aren't we?
All righty. Yeah, just suspecting we're going to see some very real volatility kicking in now, you know, with all the hoopla. All righty, John.
Absolutely.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank you for the call. Next, we go to my friend Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, morning, John. How you doing today, buddy?
Really good.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you. The market, just like Glenn, we're down 180.83 as of 4 minutes ago on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, down 23.16 on the S&P 500, and down 59.07 on the FTSE, which is out of England. Anyway, the point I wanted to bring up is Dow Jones is still at 19.912, which is, you know, borderline historical. You know, yeah, there's a little bit of a dump in the markets today, but I don't think it's going to continue. Just the other day, we hit 20,000, and 19.9 is not that far below 20,000.
No, not at all.
And I don't see a big problem here.
No, not at all. I agree.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I wanted to let your listeners know, I haven't listened to the whole show, but I wanted to let the listeners know there's a whole bunch of new products on your survival gear page.
I've mentioned a couple of times survival and tactical gear. Yep.
Right.
The Vortex optics and knives.
Right. And I'm going to buy one of those Sykes Fairbairn knives. I am going to buy one first month.
Definitely. Well, that's what I carried in Vietnam. It served me well.
Yeah, it's a very good weapon. Very good. But anyway, that's all I had, buddy.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I should mention, Tim Spencer now has his own radio show here at Republic Broadcasting from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time on Saturday. And it's a lot of fun to listen to him and his wife, Lori, who is a co-host. Training. It's not optional. They can take everything from you, but they can't take your training from you. So be sure and look at what's appropriate for you. It may be first aid training, ham radio training, maybe CPR, maybe some firearms training. A great way to get started with firearms training, of course, is the Appleseed Project. It's great. You not only get the firearms training, you also get a history lesson in American history. Probably learn things that you did not learn in school, most likely. So check out the Appleseed products. They're all over the United States. Dozens of courses, well-qualified instructors, and you get the basics of being a rifleman and a good basic course in American history. It's pretty great, isn't it? Well, check it out. Lots of things you could be learning. Learn how to backpack. Pack up what you need for 2 or 3 days or even a week. And go out in the woods with everything you need. Your food, your water, your shelter, personal hygiene needs. Carry it on your back. You know, camping out of a car or out of a truck is pretty easy because you can carry all kinds of heavy, bulky stuff. But when you're backpacking, bulk and weight take on a whole new meaning. I've helped any number of people, civilians, put together bug-out bags and so forth. Inevitably, civilians doing this for the first time, they will attempt to pack way more stuff than they need, way more than they can carry. And that's what it comes down to, is the weight, the bulk and the weight. And you politely try to tell them, hey, you know, this is too much. It's more than you can carry up and down these hills here in the Ozarks. And they say, oh, I can do it. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm tough. You know, right. Well, there's nothing like experience. And they find out that they pack too much the hard way. When their ankles and knees and hips and their back is hurting, they come to realize, oh, John Moore was right. I did pack too much bulky, heavy stuff. Now, some things you can't make any lighter. You can't make water any lighter. You can't make ammunition any lighter. Food obviously can be lighter with dehydrated food or freeze-dried food. That's a good thing. Your sleeping gear and tent, well, unless it's really severe conditions, I don't carry a tent into the bush. I carry two ponchos, one for a ground cloth, one for a top cover. And I find some trees or a tree, and I tie that top one off with some twine in the middle and stake out the four corners and put my ground cloth down, and I got a cozy little shelter that will keep me dry for a night or two sleep or however long I need to be there. Works fine. No doubt about it. It works fine. A sleeping bag, well, you use the lightest one that is suitable for the conditions. A foam sleeping pad, well, in my opinion, is not optional. You need something to keep you away from the cold. Now, granted, a nice thick bed of pine needles is great to sleep on. If you can find them, if you happen to be in a place where they are, leaves are next best. If you can find them, if they happen to be where you are. But if you lay down on a cold surface, doesn't matter whether it's dirt or concrete, it will just suck the heat right out of you. I mean, I don't care what kind of sleeping bag you've got. It will just suck the heat right out of your body. So that foam sleeping pad is not optional, in my opinion. It really is not optional. It's an essential part of your gear. It really is. Water, well, you carry what you... I usually look at about 2 quarts a day, which is pretty minimal for going out in the bush. It's very minimal, actually, to meet the needs for staying hydrated and preparing meals. Maybe have a little cup of hot cocoa or a cup of coffee, whatever it might be. Hot tea sometimes. You need to have your water. And if you're going on a long mission, well, you better know where sources of water are that you can get your hands on and filter them out. That's why we put the Katahdin filters on my website last week. They're mil-spec, they're made in Sweden, and they're the real deal. They really are. They're high quality mil-spec filters. Now, typically what you find in the sporting goods section of most of these stores are a little filter that will maybe filter out 40 or 50 gallons before the filter needs to be replaced. Well, it's not the case with Katahdin's. Frequently, those portable filters will filter 1,000 gallons of water. Something you want to do, of course, is have a nice supply of paper coffee filters to pre-filter the water before you use your real water filter. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 30th day of January. Think about your training. What do you need? What do you want? Wants and needs aren't necessarily the same. Your highest priority, quite frankly, should be emergency medical training, CPR, first aid, suturing. That should be your number one highest priority. After that, number two priority should be ham radio skills. With your group of 6 people or 600, the 2 skills in biggest demand and shortest supply will be ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment skills. They will, seriously. You can count on it. There could be exceptions, but that will be the 2 skills in greatest demand and shortest supply. If you want to be valuable to yourself, your family, your group, hey, get yourself those skills. After that, there's a myriad of skills that would be good to have. Gardening skills, animal husbandry, hunting, fishing, metal fabricating, carpentry skills, electrical skills, mechanical work. Lots and lots of skills that would be valuable in a long-term grid-down situation. Dozens of skills. But first and foremost, seriously, first and foremost, emergency medical skills and ham radio skills. Very basic, very fundamental, and literally, both those skills could literally be a matter of life and death. Not figuratively, but literally. So I want to encourage you to please consider doing that. Finding out who's giving the first aid classes. It could be your local fire department, local hospital, Red Cross, junior college. Doesn't matter where you get it. Just get your first aid skills, CPR. Suturing is going to be a little bit harder to find somebody qualified, both qualified and willing to teach a suturing class. But there's times when that's not optional either, is it? You take a bad cut from a chainsaw or an axe, oh boy, you better damn well have some suturing skills. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't have time for any more calls this hour. Tomorrow we'll have open lines, hour one. Hour two, we should have Leon Green back from his vacation in Mexico. Wednesday, Professor McCanning. Second hour, it's the first Wednesday every month. He's on with Joyce Rowley the first hour. So we'll have Professor McCanning the second hour. Possibly Wes Peters the first hour. Thursday, we'll be talking about the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Tim Spencer and I will be talking. Tom Berry, he'll be with us for a few minutes to talk about the energy cleaner. And, of course, Friday, our usual lineup of Ann Morrison and Dr. Myers. A fun, full week coming up ahead of us. I hope it's a fun, full week for you as well. That's what I wish and pray for all of you folks out there, that you'll have a happy, fun, productive day and week and life. That's what we should all have, right? I hope so. Winter is almost over, past the halfway mark. I'm looking forward to spring. I hope you are. I don't particularly care for winter. It's just part of where we live. We have to deal with winter. In the meantime, get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.